We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, when you were in college, Mr. Jansen, at the University of Michigan, you know, winning a Big Ten title, a national championship, our next guest was also in college, shooting the lights out at Callahan Hall, leading the University of Detroit to two appearances in the NCAA championship, two upsets. One year they beat upset St. John's. One year they upset UCLA. Rashad Phillips is the all-time leading scorer at U of D. His jersey is retired. And he has transformed his career into being a guru when it comes to the draft. I've seen him on Colin Cowherd and some other stuff. He runs a deal called Skills Unlimited, where he trains young players, mentors them, and look, if the NBA game that we see today was back when he graduated college, he would have been in the NBA. And it's a pleasure to be joined by Rashad Phillips. What's up, Shad? How are you?
I'm fantastic, fellas. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
It's great hearing your voice. First of all, real quick, what do you think of the whole NBA deal with the bubble? Obviously, the best team won. Was it what you thought was going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, I think the NBA did a terrific job of coming up with the concept of creating a bubble, getting the teams in there, and remaining healthy throughout, and obviously. The Lakers winning, LeBron getting his fourth ring. I think it was just a storybook ending from start to finish, given the circumstances.
Now, when you look at this draft, John, Rashad, we've heard all sorts of things. Who's going to go number one? Who, whatever. What do you think of the draft?
I think it's going to be really exciting because when you look at the first two picks are very intriguing. You got the Minnesota Timberwolves with the number one pick. You have Golden State with the number two pick. So I really believe that both of those teams are trying to trade out of those picks, especially the Golden State Warriors. They already have a ready-made team. There are some teams that's looking to move up in the draft. Golden State doesn't really need the number two pick. I look at them to try to do something with Milwaukee to get Giannis or Ben Simmons. I think Golden State's going to try to really make a splash with that number two pick.
When you look at the draft and, you know, the fact that maybe those number two picks are those top two picks are going to be traded, is that because there's no Zion-type player in this draft? And because of that, where is the depth of this draft? What's the talent like, the talent pool that they're going to be choosing from?
No, I really think that I think this is a very deep draft, honestly, from top to bottom. And again, that's why certain teams can trade back, because you can still get a good player down the line. I mean, history tells us that, you know, not all the time that the number one pick is going to pan out, or the number two pick. I mean, it's really about teams that do their homework. I look at Zion, for an example, a kid that kind of garnished all the box office value. But at the end of the day, he was never available to play. So, again, the jury's still out on Zion and his health, and will he be able to sustain the 82-game season. But when you look at this draft, there's just so many players that can really contribute right away, and I think teams understand that. That's why they can move back.
If you had the number one pick, regardless of the team, whether that's a fair question or not, who would be the number one pick in Rashad Phillips' mind?
I would take LaMelo Ball with the number one pick. Just because when you look at the most important position in basketball, just like football, is the quarterback and point guard position. LaMelo Ball is a 6 foot six and a half point guard that has a lot of flair to his game, that has a lot of upside, and he kind of reminds me a little bit of Penny Hardaway. So anytime you can find a player that, you know, with that type of dynamic, you roll the dice there, and I think he warrants to be the number one pick.
The Pistons have that number seven pick. Is this where you start looking at they take the best available, or do they need to look at what they need?
I would take the best available player at number seven if I'm the Detroit Pistons, and that would be R.J. Hampton. If R.J. Hampton is there at number seven, I'm the Pistons. I'm taking him right away for many reasons. Troy Weaver was a fantastic GM over at Oklahoma. He was the person who drafted Russell Westbrook coming out of UCLA. And he's over there with the Pistons. And I just believe R.J. Hampton has some dynamics about him that you can't teach. He's 6'5 and a half. He has a 41-inch vertical. The kid has improved his jump shooting. He's a terrific defender. So if I'm the Pistons, I would draft R.J. Hampton.
And if you believe all the mocks, he will be there at seven. That's number one. Now, he was a kid out of high school, decided not to go to college. He went and played where? New Zealand, Australia?
Yeah,
tell us a little bit about him.
Yeah, he's a kid out of Dallas, Texas. I mean, he's a tremendous basketball player. Just can do a little bit of everything. All the accolades that you could garnish in high school. And this is what I love about this kid. Could have went to Kentucky, could have went to Kansas, could have went to Memphis. But I just believe that this kid was surrounded by the right people, and he wanted the challenge of being able to play professional basketball. And so he went over to New Zealand, and he accomplished that, playing with a loaded team. He filled his role really well, came back home, and I've had a chance to watch him with my own eyes, and he just impresses me more and more every time I get to see him.
Rashad, I know that you do a lot working with, you know, prospective NBA players, guys that are either coming out of college, out of high school. When you look at a kid like R.J. Hampton, what's the benefit? What are you seeing him as a player today that he learned overseas in New Zealand?
Well, I think the maturity level, it's very important. I think a lot of times we don't, you know, we don't take into account the how kids can be able to adjust to a new scenery. And I look at R.J. Hampton as a prospect that has already experienced being away from home, learning how to be a professional. There's a lot of factors that go into play off the court that you have to look at when you're drafting these prospects. I believe R.J. Hampton checks that box in regards to his ability to adjust to the surroundings. So that's what I love about him off the court.
We're joined by Rashad Phillips, the former U of D star, now doing Skills Unlimited. He also has a great website called Sports Talk 2319, all sorts of perspectives, interviews. He does stuff with Kendrick Perkins, among others. One other thing with the Pistons, as you know, you grew up here. I assume you're still somewhat of a Pistons fan. I know we all share our love for Isaiah Thomas and how disrespected he gets nationally. However, when you saw what they've done in the past, you know, with all due respect, Donovan Mitchell, Luke Kennard situation, Stanley Johnson instead of Devin Booker, go on and on.
Yeah.
How bad did that hurt as a fan? And also, how confident are you in Troy Weaver? Because everything, we had him on when he was hired, and everything you hear, and you mentioned his track record with Westbrook and even Steven Adams at Oklahoma City, how confident are you that he's the man?
I'm extremely confident. I always like the GMs that really use their eyes, you know, over just looking at statistics. I mean, when you look at Russell Westbrook when he came out of UCLA, he didn't even start. Didn't blow it out the water as far as a statistical standpoint, but it was something that Weaver seen down the line. And when you want to be a good GM in the league, you have to have a rare ability to see the invisible, to have some type of foresight of seeing down the line what these players can become. That's why I'm very confident in Weaver's strengths. And, you know, to answer your first question, I was very disappointed when we drafted certain players over other players because, again, it's about having the foresight. A lot of teams try to draft for the moment, and I think they mess up when they try to draft for the moment. especially when you're in a late lottery, late first round, you have to look at these players and see what they can turn into 3 or 4 years down the line. I believe RJ Hampton is a kid that down the line will be a star in this league and what he brings to the table.
Does Sekou fit that mold, somebody that they took a chance on at where they took him and he's a down-the-line type of player?
I think he is a down-the-line type of player, but again, he was a prospect for me that didn't really pop out on tape for me. He was more of a safe pick.
Okay.
You can't be all the way right with that pick. You can't be all the way wrong with that pick. I think they played it safe when drafting him. And, you know, we got time to see what he's going to turn into, but it was just more of a safe pick. It's not a home run swing. It's just more of like a first base swing.
Rashad, I want to ask you about a couple of local guys coming out of East Lansing. Obviously, Cassius Winston, Xavier Tillman. Tell us what you see when you watch them play.
Well, starting with Xavier Tillman, here's a guy that has a terrific motor, rebounds well, is a terrific pick and roll, catch lob guy, has been well coached, understands the pro game. So I think he's going to be a serviceable utility guy. Once he gets to the NBA, can defend in the post. Again, a lot of strength. So that's what he kind of brings to the table. And obviously he can carve out a niche in the NBA. But when you look at Cassius Winston, you're looking at a point guard that's extremely cerebral, one of the more decorated point guards in Michigan State history since Magic Johnson, knows how to win. He's an efficient point guard, underrated scorer, terrific passer. The type of player that I think he's going to be in the NBA is going to be a fantastic second unit point guard. It's not going to hurt your team. He's going to be a great locker room presence. So Cassius Winston, he's one of the more safer picks in this draft because of his pedigree.
So for a safe pick and a cerebral guard and then a serviceable utility big man, where do they end up being picked in this draft, or do they?
Yes, I think Cassius can be a late first round, early second round pick. I see him being drafted somewhere between 28 and 40, because there's so many teams. There's a huge drop off in the NBA when you get to the second unit. Like when you look at the success of certain teams, like the Denver Nuggets, the reason they were so good, not only because of their first unit, because of Monte Morris and what he brought to their second unit. I believe that's what Cassius brings to an NBA team. He will fit with the Toronto Raptors. The Raptors may lose Fred VanVleet. So Cassius will be a good draft to kind of cover that void. When you look at Xavier Tillman, he's a utility big, so you can kind of put them anywhere. There's never not enough room for guys that can rebound, that does the dirty work, that can, you know, rebound and defend multiple positions. So I think he can fall in that same range between a late first round to like 28 to 45 as well.
Rashad, thank you very much for your time. We'll talk to you maybe a week before the draft, the week of the draft, and we'll get your feelings about what happened during the draft. Glad things are working out for you. Like I said in the preamble here, great player. And hopefully Davis won't break your records, man.
Yeah, he's going to break it easily.
I know. He gets to shoot a little bit more than you do because his dad's his coach. And Perry Watson wasn't as nice to you as his dad was to him. Is to him, right?
Exactly. But he's a terrific player, man.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I really love watching him play. He's one of my favorite college players, but if my dad coached me, then I probably would have passed Pistol Pete.
Yeah, say hi to Virgil. Your dad was great. Thanks a lot, Rashad. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Rashad Phillips joining us. Little NBA draft.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.